Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
We've had many people in the beginning who started, they didn't have access to a credit card, they didn't have a lot of money in the bank. The way that they started, I think this is the way I started. Yeah, Ben's got his hand up. This is the way he started. You take the payment off the customer, you wait for it to process to your account, and then you make the order with the supplier, and that's not a big deal. You can definitely do that if that's the spot you're in the beginning.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropshipping Podcast. You've heard of dropshipping or you wouldn't be here, but how do dropshippers get paid? Like, what is the actual function here? I think is the question that we stumbled across in some of our research, and people are wondering, kind of get how dropshipping works, but how are you actually making money, John?
Yep. So it's a good question, and I completely get where it comes from. For people who are, you know, looking at getting into dropshipping, you probably heard somebody talking about it on social media or something like that, and you're wondering, sounds interesting, but like, you know, how does it actually work? Well, dropshipping, the model is, you know, you're selling products on your website that you're getting from a supplier, and when you make a sale on your website, you do the marketing, you do the customer service, you make a sale, the customer is going to pay you at that point. That's the customer's money, you know, gets captured off their credit card, their PayPal account, however they're paying. And it's at that point available to you to process through to your business bank account. Now, you're going to get that money. It depends a little bit. If you're on PayPal, often you can get it instantly. If it's Shopify payments, which is probably your primary payment gateway, it's going to be somewhere usually between 24 and 48 hours. Sometimes it can be a little longer. Sometimes it can be a little quicker, in fact. And it's going to be in your business bank account, the amount of money that they paid you, the retail price. What you're then going to do is you're going to place an order with your supplier, the manufacturer, distributor maybe, for the exact same product, and you're going to be purchasing it from them at their wholesale price. So they're going to give you a wholesale price, right, which is going to be a price that is lower than the price that you're selling it at on your website. And so you're either going to pay for that product so it gets shipped to the customer from the supplier's warehouse with, you might use a credit card if you've got access to one and you want to get points or cash back or whatever it is. We've certainly got some recommendations around that we've talked about on the podcast here before. Or, you know, you're just going to, if you don't have access to one of those, which you don't have to have access to one of those, you're going to pay for it either with cash that you have, or you're going to wait until you get the money from the customer, which, as I said, 24 to 48 hours, into your bank account, and you can use that in the first instance to buy a product from the supplier and ship it to the customer, right? And then the difference between the retail price that you collected first on your website and the price that you pay the supplier a day or two later is your profit, your gross profit, from which you would deduct any business expenses and from which you would pay yourself an amount of. And so that's kind of the flow of the payments and how that works. So just to reiterate, you capture the money from the customer first before you're sending any money to the supplier. All right, now over time, as your business gets bigger and bigger and you're making more and more sales and you've got access to more and more, you know, funds either in your bank account or via a credit card, which if you can't get one in the beginning, you'll be able to get one at some point down the track. You know, you may start buying products before you receive payment from a customer, right? Before it's processed to your bank account. But that's really your choice at that point. You know, but you do have the ability to speed that process up a little bit. But we've had many people in the beginning who started, they didn't have access to a credit card, they didn't have a lot of money in the bank, and the way that they started, I think this is the way I started, yeah, Ben's got his hand up, this is the way he started, you take the payment off the customer, you wait for it to process to your account, and then you make the order with the supplier, and That's not a big deal. You can definitely do that if that's the spot you're in the beginning.
If you're listening in and you'd like to take the first steps towards building your own high-ticket dropshipping business, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, where we've got a free training waiting for you that's going to walk you through the first steps you need to take to start your own high-ticket dropshipping business. And I'm going to walk you through an actual example of what one of these businesses looks like.
I think using real numbers here is helpful, right? So
sure.
Maybe you stumbled on dropshipping by hearing somebody tell you you should sell some trinkets from AliExpress. That's not what we teach you, right? We teach you high-ticket dropshipping, and here's why. So imagine you are selling a sauna that is $5,000. Yes, people buy $5,000 saunas all the time online. Mm-hmm. And you sell that for $5,000, you're going to lose, whatever, 3% in fees. We'll keep the number the same. I'll show you that number in the end, right? So $5,000 comes in. You have 30% margins with your manufacturer. You go order that from them. It's $3,500 plus shipping. We'll call it $500 shipping to ship that sauna. You now have that arbitrage, right? So $3,500 plus $500 is $4,000. The customer bought it for $5,000. You have $1,000 in gross profit. I did tell you about your, you know, filthy little credit card fees in there, right? That's about $150. That does go down over time. The more volume you do, that does go down. But you're still making $850 profit on selling one sauna versus, again, you know, bring those numbers way down. You just sold a $50 trinket from AliExpress that you paid $35 for and shipped it for $3. You made $13, right, for selling the same thing. So this is why we preach high ticket drop shipping. I think it makes more sense. People are actually looking for these products. You don't have to surprise them with an ad on TikTok or on Facebook showing them something cool that they need to buy instantly for $50. This is something we teach you to sell, something people are already looking for, and then you can see, you know, using those real numbers, why high ticket seems to make a little more sense.
Yep.
What else is involved here, John? Because I would imagine someone listening to this is going, well, that sounds too easy, right? So, you can't just sell $5,000 products. There has to be something more to it, right? So how do we get paid? It's the difference between retail and your wholesale price. You kind of talked about how it works, right? Like, we're going to acquire those customers. We use Google shopping ads or Google search text ads. Again, we're selling products from brands people are already looking for. They're going to Google and searching for these products, and we are showing up there through shopping ads or through content or via SEO, which again is just showing up in Google organically, so that we can answer the customer's question, we can help them get to the product they're looking for, and we can make a compelling offer to them to help them purchase said product, right? So that's how it works. But, you know, there's some other expenses involved there, John. I don't know if you want to talk about some of the other things that, you know, you want to make sure you factor in as you run a business, especially in the beginning. Although I think everyone will be surprised when they hear this. It doesn't really cost that much to run a dropshipping business.
No, of course. Like, outside of the whatever you might have spent setting up the business, when you're operating on the day-to-day and you're having this question of, you know, how do you get paid when you make orders? Yeah, like I said, the difference is going to be your gross profit. Where you need to get to next is your net profit. And that means your net profit is your gross profit minus the expenses that you have, your overheads in running your business. And so in the beginning, your main overhead is going to be ad spend. All right, so like Ben said, you're going to be Google Ads primarily. You might have, you know, when you do some retargeting, a little bit of Facebook ads, potentially Facebook, Instagram, but primarily it's going to be Google. And so, you know, the cost of your ad spend is going to come from the profits of your sales before you pay yourself, right? And so, you know, that will vary. Most people, we're starting at about $30 a day in ad spend, right? And so that $30 a day is going to get calculated out of your profits when you're working out your net profit. Then you're going to have a few other things, right? You're going to have some little subscriptions, like your Shopify account is going to have a subscription fee. You know, you're going to have a Google Workspace email address and things like that set up. It's going to have, once again, a small monthly fee. Your phone number is going to carry a small monthly fee. So there's a few small monthly fees, which, you know, in the beginning, once again, in total, should really come to $100 or less a month, sort of to host your business. Right, but once again, those monthly costs come out of your gross profit, and then you're going to have various other things as you start growing. You know, you might bring somebody on to help you upload products. You know, like a virtual assistant. You might at some point bring somebody into your business to help you with customer service. And so those people or those extra things you spend, you might spend a little bit of money on graphic design from time to time. things like that. Those are all overheads in your business, expenses, if you like. And that, those, you know, once again, you're going to, when you do your books at the end of every month for your business, you're going to go through and you're going to say, right, my gross profit from sales revenue minus the cost of the goods is this. And then I had these expenses. I spent this much on Google Ads. I had this Shopify subscription. I spent this much on an employee to help me upload products. And so your gross profit minus all of those things ends up being your net profit. So let's say your gross profit at the end of the month is $4,000. You know, if we're talking about an earlier business and you had costs of $1,300, which is your ad spend and a few other things, then your $4,000 minus $1,300, which is $2,700, that's your net profit. And so that essentially is your income, right? That's the money that you can then, if you want to, you could choose to leave some of that in the business if you like. But, you know, if you're, once again, if you're a sole trader in Australia, or if you're, got an LLC in the US or something like that, I mean, that's essentially going to be your income at that point, right? Pre-tax, of course, you know, depending on your taxation situation, you know, if you pay yourself that $2,700, you're going to owe some tax on it. You know, you work with your accountant to work out, you know, how you should approach that and how you should manage your taxation, but be aware that, you know, it's taxable. But you can pay yourself that. That's what you can pay it. You know, usually I think we tend to pay ourselves monthly at the end of every month because that lines up with your bookkeeping, right? I think it gets a bit tricky if you're trying to pay yourself multiple times a month because you don't know where all of your expenses are going to play out over the month, and you can leave yourself short if you do that. So it's, I think it's good to pick a bookkeeping cycle and kind of stick to it and you know, arrange your business payouts around the date that your books are finalized for whatever period you're doing it. And that's like in terms of how you actually get paid from your business, not how your business gets paid but by customers, but how you get paid as the person who runs a dropshipping business, that's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah, and so like how much do you actually make dropshipping? Most businesses at the end of the year, they're in that 10 to 15% net profit range, right? So if we use those same numbers from earlier in this podcast, if you sold a $5,000 sauna once a day for 30 days, you're going to do $150,000 in sales, and you're going to do somewhere in that 10 to 15% profit range, right? So that's roughly $15,000 to $20,000 profit on $150,000 in sales. Now, obviously, different markets have different margins, have different circumstances, but at the end of the day, that's where most businesses fall, is in that 10 to 15% range at the end of the month. So again, you know, going back to our, you know, trying to discourage you from selling little trinkets like this, would you rather, you know, take 10 to 15% of a bunch of $50 sales, or hopefully a bunch of $3,000 to $5,000 to $7,000 sales on a high ticket store? This is where I think high ticket dropshipping makes a lot more sense than probably whatever you've heard about if you're listening to this, you know, from some, you know, air quote guru on TikTok or on Reddit. Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself, and go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.